Recording.
Wow,
it's been quite a while.
It's been quite a while.
Yeah, ay, para tayong baritone.
Oo. You know what? There's a different kind of ano eh. Being okay to hear your voice over and over, and it's a different kind of self-love.
Self-acceptance too.
Yeah, and self-acceptance.
Sometimes I'm like,
I hate that. Like when I watch my stories, I'm like, oh, shut up. But it's so weird na yung like we have to get over ourselves.
Right. Yes. Right? I love that. That's the theme of my 2023.
Ako forever. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy we are recording.
On our birthday month, no less.
I think it's been what? 6 months or more since our last episode.
I don't even count anymore. Okay. All I know is just we get so many DMs na parang ma'am, Miss Dana, Miss Stacy, asa na?
Oo nga.
Asa na?
Yeah. It's here. It's here.
Can't blame them though. I mean, we really tried.
Ang hirap kasi. Ang hirap na so many things
happened last
have
year.
Happened.
Last year was crazy.
Especially, you know, me in terms of my work and my workload.
Yeah.
Talagang lalamunin ka ng sistema at some point. And yeah, for context, I worked in the advertising industry. And yes, I worked because I resigned.
Worked past tense.
Yeah, worked past tense because I'm a free bird. Fun employed. Actually, praise God, ang dami pa rin. Di ako nawalan ng trabaho eh.
Pero kasi it's the initial ano eh, jump. That's nakakatakot naman talaga eh, di ba?
Oh, and to be honest, I feel like wala pa rin akong clear-cut plan. Like, okay, what's next? Basta all I know is I'm not going back to corporate. I'm just not for corporate. And you know, surprisingly, the time na I left that industry, I met so many people who are doing freelance work, doing their own thing, and they're thriving. And I felt like that's such an encouragement. Na parang, oh, who says I have to follow that template, right? And yun nga, parang it also made me reflect na ba't ba ako nasa marketing world? Ba't ba ako nasa ad industry? And when I parang studied my history kung paano ako napadpad sa industriyang yun, it's really because mom pushed us to go there. And mom has been an has been a marketing girl all her life.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun? Na parang ako tuloy, in my 30s, early 30s, inisip ko, okay, was that a passive decision na I'm just going along with? Or is it really something I want?
Mm-mm.
You know, na parang, if someone decided it for me, okay lang ba sa akin yun? Na doon ako napunta? You know what I mean?
But since, you know, meron kasing glitz and glam yung ad industry eh. Meron eh.
Meron. Meron naman talaga.
Meron siyang pull eh na it's big money.
In a way. It's big, but when you experience the toxicity of it, it's not worth it. You know?
Pero yun nga yung pull niya, di ba? It's big money. It's being a woman of the world.
Kasi you meet all these people. Di ba?
It's very worldly.
It's very worldly.
And hindi siya yung, you get what I mean when I say worldly. Hindi yung parang, ala, ang worldly-worldly nitong taong to.
Sige, expound.
Parang when you say woman of the world, sa akin na, ang dating nun, I mean, as Christians, I know we're being worldly has such a negative connotation because we're supposed to be out of this world. Pero to be worldly in a sense na, di ba, when you say a man of the world, yung learned, updated, current, parang
innovative.
In a way, very much up to trend.
Yeah, oh naman.
Diba? Accumulating all of the hottest, whatever's new.
Because yun din naman yung, yun nga eh.
Kasi yun nga yung produkto din na na binibenta nyo eh. So
you keep up.
Oh, you must keep up. It's keeping up with the Joneses.
Yun nga. And yun nga rin na-realize ko na, to be honest, to be completely honest, the entire time I was in this industry, I felt kind of out of place because I had to put on that worldly lens eh. Alam mo yon, parang I had to, it's the culture. it's, you know, everyone in my, in the industry just talks about, oh, si gantong artista, si gantong influencer, gossip. People love gossip.
Ahensya. Pag sinabing ahensya gossip, ano yan? Diba? Legit yan.
Tapos it's all about, I want this luxury item, I want this Dior makeup, I want this. Parang ako, I really don't care. I have zero fucks to give.
Right.
Sorry for the French, but, you know, I don't care so much about brands, dude. Sobrang solid nga ako, human nature, yun na yun eh. I will not try other items, you know, unless but recommended mo time, or what.
You also love consuming. Where do you toe the line then?
Yun nga.
Draw the line, I mean.
Parang, yun nga. And yun nga yung parang, that's why there's a battle. Parang may internal conflict na eh. Na parang,
good dog versus maging, bad dog.
Parang gusto ko, here I am trying to be a minimalist. Pero, in a way, you have to keep up while you're here. You have to be up to date. Kung gusto mong makisabay and you wanna be validated,
you must.
Yun eh, you must. You must. Pwedeng hindi, but, alam mo namang pastar ako. I have to be validated. I need the validation.
Yeah.
Pero gets mo yun, it's such a human, it's such a human thing na you wanna be validated.
Yeah.
Diba? I mean, us as overachievers then wherever tayo padala ni Lord, parang gusto mo talaga maging excellent and to shine,
oh,
right?
Oo, totoo din naman.
So, I mean, yun. So, there's this internal conflict in me na the path I wanna take is, ideally, I'm not sure if this is something I'm gonna stick with. But ideally, gusto ko yung maging, gusto ko maging housewife na nag-aalaga ng mga bata, nag-homeschool, nagluluto, may farm, gano'n.
Homestead.
Yeah.
Yung...
That's the dream. Okay, that's the dream. The dream is to just stay at home and do things excellently at home while someone providing for me. You know?
I like that dream. Ako din eh. Kaya iniisip ko lang din yun na parang I was looking up homesteading and I'm like, wow, this is a lot of work. It's a lot of work. People think project management is a lot of work. Try to manage a whole
household with children,
little kids, with a husband, and different schedules and interests,
and their education,
and making sure that everyone is feeling safe and regulated.
Yes, isa pa yun.
While everyone's well fed with good backbone for morals, parang oh my gosh,
yeah, that's
power. Power yun eh.
Yeah, grabe kaya nga may mga girls who really hate the word stay-at-home moms. Mga moms na yun kasi parang stay-at-home moms, you make it seem like we're just staying at home doing nothing,
right?
And really, we're homemakers. We need to bring back the word homemaker.
Ang ganda nun.
Diba?
I wanna be a homemaker.
Yeah, I wanna be a pagod na ako, yung kanang magtrabaho. Diba? I just wanna stay home, look good, cook, clean,
decorate.
Yeah, that is the dream at this point.
I just want to be a trad wife.
I really do. You know, feed my baby some steak and some raw milk.
Some eggs. Pero, kamusta naman yung pag-process mo ng 2023? I mean, I've seen you at your most...
Oh, wag mo na euphemize.
Volatile! And then nakita ko kasi how the group and how the work environment really changed you. I saw it right before my eyes because that was the time when I moved back from Boracay to Manila. When I saw you in that state and everything that has transpired, to me it was like, whoa, this has really gotten to her. Like, you know.
Yeah. Alam mo, yun nga rin yung iniisip ko eh, na parang I really can't. How do I explain this? Hirap eh. When your environment is so toxic, you will really be affected.
Oo naman.
Yung iniisip ko lagi to eh, yung nasa Bible na bad company corrupts good character. When I think about that, ang laging picture that's being painted is, huwag kang sasama sa mga BI. Yung talagang outright in your face BI na parang,
pero
oh, let's
hindi.
Do some drugs. Oh, inuman tayo. Oh, let's go do all these criminal things, right?
Before yan yung iniisip mo.
Oo, na parang, huwag kang sasama sa mga ganon. But,
given na yun eh.
what I'm learning now is bad company can also mean the people who bring out this version of you that you don't even like. But since you're in a place where you need to please these people, diba? Parang it's just how it is, eh. Whether in the...
Either play the part or get out.
Diba? So that's how it can also corrupt. Hindi lang yung basta na-BI ka uminom, na-BI ka mag-drugs, you know. That's...
Pero when you're... But it's when a certain version of you gets rewarded and affirmed.
Yon, and then now you're changing into that version you don't like what she stands for, the values this new version of you is pushing for.
Right.
Diba? Pero if you keep getting validated for that version of you, you're gonna keep perpetuating that character, right? Mm. So yun yung natutunan ko na I think that's what happened to me. But yun din eh, mahirap to be strong in an environment na ikaw lang nag-iisa. Ibang level yon. And I did not lean on the Lord. Malinaw yon. Ako na lang yung mag-isang Kristiyano doon. Ako na lang yung, alam mo yon, parang...
Eh, kaso kung 10 out of 11 non-Christians, what do we expect?
Yun nga, tas wala pa. Hindi pa ako nag-feed ng... I didn't nourish my soul. I didn't...
Go to church.
No community, no support. No,
yeah, yun
so
yun.
So talagang wala. Good luck to you. Mm. Diba? I hope you make it out alive. I did not. I barely did.
Tawadang kape.
Diba?
Pero I think the... Yun nga eh. Ito nga kasi din yung realization ko sa 2023. God answers prayers, but sometimes ugly is the packaging.
Oo, truly.
Pero
nasagot.
Pero nasagot. Pero hindi niya gusto ng packaging.
Ibang-iba.
Ibang ang malayo. Malayong-malayo. Malayong-malayo. Anyway, ang sarap ng kape dito sa Chacha. Salamat sa Coast Boracay.
Yes, we are currently in Coast Boracay nga pala, guys. This is our birth month. Ang dami naming biyahe. So, just a quick update of what's been happening in our February so far. So, nag-Bangkok tayo.
Then, nag-Phuket muna ako.
Nag-Phuket ka. Nag-hito tayo sa Bangkok. Muwi tayo. Natulog ng isang gabi sa Manila.
Nag-party with Barcino.
We did the degustation with Barcino. Then, flew to Boracay. And now, we're here in Coast.
Cheers. Salud. Cheers.
God is goody.
But back to your 2023. Ako naman kasi, my 2023 was great. Alam mo yung feeling na externally, ang daming good things na nangyayari. Okay?
I know.
But internally, there's just so much...
Sige, articulate mo yan. There's so much... What is it?
There's so much...
Conflict?
Tension?
Tension?
I felt distraught.
Distraught.
Dismayado.
Okay, why though? If there are so many good things happening, where's this coming from?
So palagay ko dahil marami akong bagay na... Ganun, ito yung biggest way to be unhappy in life eh. Sa buhay ko, na-realize ko. Always think about what could have been. What should be.
Ay, shit. True yan.
Yung, you're so disconnected from your reality na hindi kasi dapat ganito.
Dapat kasi.
Yan.
Dapat kasi ganyan.
Dapat kasi ganito.
Yeah. You know what? I catch myself doing that a lot too. And now, it's good because I reply with, sino nagsabing
dapat? Yan. Ako rin. Sige.
Sino nagsabing dapat? Given your history, your family background, your upbringing, everything else you've been through in life.
Sino nagsabing dapat ganito?
Ganito mangyari mga bagay.
Mm.
And then it makes me shut up.
Mm.
And I'm like, oo nga no, bakit saan galing tong expectations na to? Masyado pa rin akong idealistic, I guess.
Yeah.
And perfectionist na parang, okay, all these things happened in the past, all my mistakes, all the regrets, blah, 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 blah. Pero now, I'm a new person and I can nail it 100% of the time. All of the time.
Mm.
You know, na parang may perfectionism there na... Okay, that's in the past. Tapos na, mga mali ko. Now, I can make it better. 100% hit rate. Parang, girl, you okay? Saan galing yan?
That cat's like,
excuse me.
Yeah.
Diba?
Mm.
So yun, so...
Yeah, ganun nga. Kasi yung nung nangyari when I left Boracay, yun nga eh. Every time
so, before you continue there, how does that tie back to what you said earlier na how you make sense of your 2023, diba? Na parang that's a surefire way to make you unhappy.
Oh.
By saying, dapat ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Okay, continue.
Ayun. So, kasi ang nangyari, diba, is I ran a small boutique hotel and then wanted to put up a business eventually. Ang dami kasing nangyari.
Mm.
And then, turns out, the business proposal I made was being executed by someone else, you know, after tirelessly working for it. And you've seen me go through it na... Ito na yun, Stacey. I think I cracked the code. Yung talagang endless drawing, back to the drawing board, just figuring out my next move. Because in my head, I have to be in Boracay. Nandito na ako eh. That was... And I think ito yun eh. It's knowing when to let go of a dream too.
Nice.
Yung parang, God gives you a dream, but when He says, okay, pack up, tapos na. Good job.
Oo, diba? Susunod ka pa rin
ba? Susunod ka pa rin doon. Hindi yung... All the dreams are coming through. All the dreams are coming true. Thank you, Lord. Biglang, okay na. Time to move on. Hindi. Bakit?
Oo.
Akin to eh.
Oo.
I think that's what happened to me.
Idolatry din ang dreams.
And the craziest part is, I worked my butt off, but every time I have a new idea, God's like, boop, no. Walang nangyayari. Grabe si Siki. Alam mo yon. I talk to different LGUs, different people, different locals. Tried to get insights from different people from different industries. Mm. Alam mo yon. Just to make something work. Na, ito na yon, my life savings. Yung pinag-ipunan ko ng 2 years. I'm gonna, you know, invest in this.
Yeah.
Pero every time I tried, God's like, oof, no. And I think that made me very bitter.
Mm.
I think that, yun yung tanong ko, ay na parang, bakit ganun? Pinaghirapan ko, iba, tinrabaho ko, iba yung nag-ani.
Correct.
Diba?
Iba yung kumuha ng benefits.
Oo, parang ikaw nagtanim, iba yung nag...
Kumuha ng harvest.
And for a while, I was under a dark gray cloud na parang begrudgingly moved back to Manila, you know, like I had to hide the posts of my friends who were still living in Boracay because it really like stung every time I saw it.
It's triggering.
Trigger siya na parang, oh, ba't sila andun pa? Ako andito na ulit sa Manila. As if being in Manila was a bad thing when now I see.
Okay, what is what you see? What do
what
you see?
What do I see?
What
I
do you see?
I see. Na it had to happen too, diba? Parang. There was so much lesson to learn being back at home with you and mom. And really training myself to be content in everything that I have.
Yun.
And yun nga eh. As in, ang dami lang talagang nangyari ng 2023 na talagang God showed me how wretched I can be. Kala ko wretched na ako, but wait.
There's more wretchedness.
There's more wretchedness.
There's... A deeper...
God showed me na, kulit mo, Dana, kala mo, kaya mo, ha? Morality mo, ikaw sumasalo. Righteousness mo, ikaw sumasalo. Mm. And then, bam, shows me how wretched I can be. And I'm like, too stunned for words. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Alam mo yun? And now, it's a recalibration what I'm going through, eh, of faith. Kasi ang daling mag, ito na naman ako, ito na naman sins ko.
Self-pity naman, oo.
And I think if we... And ikaw ba, do you ever, is that the gospel you want, is that the gospel, the type of message that draws you in closer to the Lord? Or is it, God's grace abounds, alam niya yung pagkakamali mo, He is not surprised, na-calculate niya na yung katangahan mo bago ka pa niya piliin, now go run back to Him. Or is it, you're a sinner, you're a wretched soul, you need Christ. Do you ever?
No.
Parang,
it's so fear-based eh, and shame-based.
Exactly.
So you go back to God, pero lilinisin mo muna sarili mo, which defeats the purpose of it all.
You don't go to the shower already clean.
Yeah.
Diba? Yun eh. Na parang ngayon, it's like, okay, ayan na, when the thoughts start brewing na, yun ka na naman, Dana, pabalik ka na naman doon, di ka na talaga. I'm like, wait lang.
Yun
do yeah. I have faith that God is working in me, or is it me putting my faith in me and my deeds and my actions?
Right. And also, just, you know, basic. Go back to the word of God. What does God say about you when you sin, diba? Parang he doesn't remember. He forgets it. He throws it to the, diba? Parang as far as the east is to the west.
And he calls you by your new identity, not by your sin.
Yeah.
When you start identifying with your sin, which is like what the world is doing now, diba?
Oh,
na,
eh.
I'm a hoe. I'm a gantong gender. I'm a gantong. It's your identity. Yeah, how else can you separate yourself and see na, whoa, this is not the Lord's design for me.
Yeah.
Diba? Kaya careful na rin ako. Parang yun yung kinakatch ko lately with myself, eh, na I'm so angry. Yung to identify yourself with an emotion.
I do that.
Parang no, I'm feeling anger, but I am not anger.
Oo.
Diba? Uh-oh. Yung parang, let it pass.
Let it pass.
Let it pass.
Ako rin eh, may mga ganyan akong moments na, yung talagang the way I talk about myself, sure, it's under the guise of jokes, and it's funny, and, you know, I'm just keeping it real and all. Pero yeah. Parang minsan, uy, Anastasia, the way you talk about yourself, parang, easy ka lang, masyado ng basura yung mga pinagsasabi mo about yourself. You know, na parang, ay, ganito talaga ako, I'm like this. Yung parang, yeah, sure, it's a joke. It's like a cheeky something. Cheeky something. Cheeky something. It's a cheeky, hear it. Pero parang, you know, words really have power too. So, you know, what we believe about ourselves, as in, it also took me a while to snap out of the gray cloud na I was into, na going through something so stressful at the end of last year.
Yeah.
Going through something just so nasty and really horrible.
Right.
Na parang ako, masyado rin ako, alam mo yun, parang wala na, nilamon ko na lahat ng lies ni Satan.
Hindi ka rin nagka...
Without even, totoo ba to?
Yun nga eh, and what struck me
even true?
Is when you said na, emotional boundaries are good, but so are mental boundaries too.
Ayun nga. So, meron akong fina-follow sa Instagram. You guys might wanna check him out. It's Reformed Coach. Reformed Trauma Coach on Instagram or something like that.
Yeah.
So, this man is Australian. His name is Jason Bryan. Actually, hindi ko sure yung mga sure ano ko eh. Info. Sorry, guys. Pero something close to these things, no? So, anyway. Ang okay sa kanya is mayroong free counseling first session. And then if you want to continue, it's just 500 pesos. So he really wants to make therapy available to the Filipinos, right? Kasi alam din niya na maraming issues ang mga Pinoy,
totoo
diba?
Naman eh.
Especially with family dynamics, passive aggressiveness,
culture.
Meron tayo talagang toxic culture family. Na family culture. So I met up with him and, you know, usap-usap kami. And what, yun, sa kanya kayo nakuha na parang, maybe what you lack is mental boundaries. Na parang, anything someone throws at you, you just accept. Even in your thoughts. Na pag may naisip ka, kunwari, may naisip ka, lustful thought, whatever. Oh my gosh, I'm like this. Tas, ay, wala na, dinala mo na dun. As in, from that thought to acting it out, because hindi mo man lang sinwipe yung idea na parang, teka, ba't ko iisipin yan? Why will I even entertain it? Diba? Mm. And parang yun nga yung power ng utak natin eh, na it really controls who you become.
Yeah.
Ultimately. Kaya nga it's also in the Bible, diba, na be sober-minded, think of what is noble, what is true, what is pure.
Yan naman yung cognitive behavioral theory eh. Diyan naman ang galing psychology
mismo,
eh.
And I think na see, it's so biblical.
Oh.
It's really biblical na it starts in the mind. We really have to be focusing all our attention on the truth, and yun din eh, what you give your attention to is a big deal. Super big deal.
It's gross eh.
Like now, I still feel a huge hold of the advertising philosophies and ideologies.
Like,
you know, na kailangan mo to keep up with trends, the way they define beauty pa din. You know, it still gets to me na diba, going through the social media accounts of all these celebrities. Pero, at the same time, I have full awareness na, Diyos ko, the way you edit, ako nga, nag-edit ng pictures eh. What more yan? Lahat yung celebrities na yan. And there's also even an app now na talagang body tuning on video.
Yeah, I've seen it.
na sobrang wala nang hindi na naggaganon, nagbo-blur yung lines around it, hindi na sumusunod yung lines dun sa shape ng waist. Wala na.
Alam mo, sometimes I grieve na ito na yung ginagawang norm on how women should look like.
Oh, yeah.
Parang being body image warriors before. I mean, I still carry that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Parang when I look at how men now have this expectation on female bodies, shocks.
Yeah.
We're really at war here, you know?
Na grabe na talaga yung sexual objectification.
And, and everyone's, I mean, there's a certain look you see, there's a certain clothing trend you see.
Yeah.
Na parang, this isn't this is
not empowering.
Not sorry, empowering. Yeah, it's not how femininity should look like, diba? Yeah. But they're selling it as, you know, being a bad bitch is like, you know, this.
Yeah.
But parang, how does that even affect you? Do you even feel safe in that outfit?
You know what? Yun yung pinag-isipan ko the other day eh, na parang, okay, so I gained all the weight I lost from 2022. Diba? Parang nasa 150 na ako eh. And now I'm back to like 180.
Mm.
And syempre, with that, you know, comes back the insecurity. So I've been dressing modestly. You know, I'm not too showy compared to the fit season, di ba? Na parang nakabra lang ako sa Instagram ko, whatever, right? Pero iniisip ko yun, oh, na parang, ano? Okay, Stacy, you know what? Meron akong life theory na, alam mo, Lord, baka kaya talaga hindi ko pa rin nalulusi yung, I mean, I've lost the weight so many times, but I've never kept it off.
Oh.
Because every time I lose the weight, I just turn into some hoe. Mm. So parang, baka yun yung lesson dito, sis. Until you really change your heart.
Modesty really, kasi yan.
Diba?
Eh. It's a heart issue.
And parang, yun nga rin eh, yung parang, okay, every time I get to the peak of like my physique and my beauty, quote-unquote, right? The peak, quote-unquote. Parang the cheaper I act. Alam mo yun, na parang, oh girl, what's up? Paganda ka nga ng paganda. Pababa naman ang pababa yung standards mo. Anong problema mo?
Could it be because you've always associated thinness to a certain type of woman?
Oh, and it's that programming from our own family na, oh, pag pumayat ka, all the boys. Laging boy reward. Oo eh, boy-centric yung reward eh. Na parang, pwede bang magpaka-fit ako para mahaba buhay ko, di ako nahirapan lumakad, di ako nahirapan gumalaw.
Glorify the Lord.
Diba? It's always, the messaging to us is always, nako, that's the only way magkaka-boyfriend ka, magpapayat ka. So tama, true enough, na every time I lose weight,
biglang it flips into this male attention seeking because the goal now becomes get a boyfriend.
Or a boy, whatever, man. So, alam mo yan, so yun yung mga minumuni-muni ko na, yeah. God, Maybe the reason I keep gaining the weight back is for me to really check myself na parang, girl, every time I lose weight, it's the same pattern. Kitang-kita ko. Grabe naman self-awareness ko, guys, eh. Okay. I have so much self-awareness.
Hallelujah!
Lagi yun yung pattern na I go back in the party scene. It's not as intense as in my 20s, but it's the same, right? Okay, meet someone there. Flirt, have a fling, you know? Then, okay, get physical, all that. Na parang, kaya ngayon na I'm, you know, back to my old weight and size. I'm really fine because minumuni-muni ko rin eh. Parang, okay, let's take things slow ha. Bago na naman tayo bigyan ng attention ng mga fuckboys dyan. At least, parang stealth mode ka muna. Parang, hindi muna, huwag nyo na muna akong bigyan ng attention. Nagmumuni-muni pa ako. So, parang,
tangap na.
Oo, oh, diba? And I hope na by the time I get healthy again and fit, na parang, na-resolve ko na yung heart issue na yon, na parang, it's not about getting your attention anymore.
It's about glorifying God in the casing He's given us.
Oo.
Diba? Uh-oh. This husk of a flesh.
Oo. At saka yun din eh, yung parang, damn, we're aging. All the more, example, if we get kids and you put too much value on your looks, dude, maloloka ka.
Alam mo, ang ganda nung sinabi ng isang podcast interview, yung mga girls na talagang OnlyFans girls,
parang sinabi sa kanya na you are a decreasing commodity. Your value is decreasing every minute.
Yeah, if you put yourself in that industry, naman. You're aging.
Oh.
Diba? And then all the more you have to keep up. Okay, Botox here, injectables
tapos
there.
Tapos nabalitaan mo ba, nakakatawa, meron kasing porn star na nag-suicide. Tapos sinend sa akin ng isang friend ko sa Facebook na, oh my gosh, I thought it was you at first. And then when I looked, oh my gosh.
Kahawig mo.
Oh, kamukha ka yung facial features niya. Pero super hot, ano siya? Parang Brazilian ba na porn star?
Yeah, I think
who
I saw this.
Herself.
Uh-oh.
This afternoon, in this month, 3 more porn stars killed themselves. And reformed porn stars are saying na, you think these are isolated cases?
No. Look, the media will also not. The media will never publicize
kaya
this.
Kaya natatawa ko sa ethical porn eh. Parang, ha?
Okay, the analogy for ethical porn is like, okay, it's like ethical cocaine. It's ethically sourced cocaine leaves. So what? Making it ethical makes it good for you? Of course not.
Grabe. I mean, just Satan is really after both genders in the most perverted ways.
Sobra. He's doing that so he can attack the family unit. So now girls and boys are competing over each other with sino mas mataas body count, sino mas kaya mag-cheat, sino mas masama, sino mas bad bitch or bad boy.
Sino mas may pera,
parang, dude, we're supposed to be complimenting each other.
Not killing
this.
Each other.
Oo, not this. And yun nga eh, ang dami ko rin fina-follow ngayon ng mga reformed OnlyFans girls na homesteading Christian wife, devoted to her family and all.
Because
and
change is really, possible.
Oo, change is possible. And they really talk about, it's such a depressing
industry and life.
Oh, you know, and parang I really hope it goes both ways. And girls just, alam mo yon, parang that money you think you're making, kasi true enough naman, dude. A girl can just easily make a million.
Mm, 1 year in OnlyFans.
Not even a year.
Dollars?
Nakita ako, girl, American siya. Maganda talaga, as in classic American beauty. Tapos, in 2 months,
1 million.
She earned a million.
Pero grabe rin eh, the more you become that, parang cyber girl, the more it twists masculinity, parang simping to the highest level na...
To pay for that. To pay for
a woman who is putting on a facade to pretend she likes you,
to chat with you. I don't get it.
Parang, huh?
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
What kind of self this parang how low must your self esteem be?
Yeah.
How low na you have to pay? Go out and talk to women.
Easier.
Go, 'di ba? Parang ito kasi parang yung fear of rejection ng lalaki, talagang inano ni Satan eh, na wala nang rejection when you pay.
Oo. But it's freaking fake.
It's freaking fake.
It's kasi, so artificial.
Eh kasi yun naman yung biggest fear ng lalaki sa dating, di ba? Rejection.
Oo.
But now na you can pay your way to eradicate that part, it's a what? $1 billion industry? OnlyFans?
Crazy.
Dami na lang nagda-drop out sa school sa States eh. Crazy na lang temperature sa States. Parang the social climate is like,
America's like going down the drain.
It's, America's flushing itself. But I'm glad that there's still strong voices in.
Oh naman. Candace Owens, Ben Shapiro, real Daily Wire peeps.
Gusto ko si
I love them.
Si
Brett Cooper.
Sino si Bra?
Sovereign Bra.
Sovereign Bra. Gusto ko yun.
Not sure how I feel about him.
I like him. He's cutie and very smarty.
Actually, maraming speaking up. And, but again, you know, you see also, I go through the comments eh, and grabe rin sila i-attack ng internet. But it is what it is, man. Half of the world, if not more,
agree with what they say.
It's really blind. And marami talagang bulag sa mundo. Yeah. You know? And yun yari yung naisip ko eh. Meron ako narinig somewhere in my head na parang people will choose what they want to believe.
Mm.
And most of the time, people don't care about the truth presented to them.
Mm.
They believe what they want to believe for whatever reason they have, because it's convenient.
It's comfortable.
It makes them live their lives the way they want to, diba? Without any guilt, without any remorse, without thinking about the consequences.
Yeah. So, kahit na, ako kasi ganun eh, parang ako, thank God, praise God, I know this is grace, na parang pag nalaman ko yung truth about something, nag-iiba rin yung pananaw ko on things. You know, I'm not gonna insist na pag nakita ko na ito yung totoo, no matter how sakit or, oh my gosh, binasag niya lahat ng...
Pero totoo eh.
...ng perspective ko on things. Pero kung totoo yan, eh, ano magagawa ko? Totoo yan. Other people
will fight tooth and nail.
You will... Crazy. It's crazy to me na parang, shucks, may mga ganun pala talagang tao na ipaglalaban yung pinaniniwalaan nila. No matter how illogical, unreasonable, wala na, hindi na aligned sa reality. Diyos ko, may mga ganun pala talagang tao.
I mean, just look at how pronouns are being pushed.
Yeah.
I think that's crazy.
That's crazy. You know my thing with pronouns? Like, if a 50-year-old man comes up to me and tells me his name is Princess Peachy Sunflower. Okay? Kasi Princess Peachy Sunflower. Fine, if that's how you want to be addressed, I will use, hey, Princess Peachy Sunflower, whatever.
Oh.
Right? I'll call you by your name. Ikaw pumili yan eh, di ba? But for you to tell me na you're a woman, but you're just really a biological man in a pink tutu, whatever, and you're gonna tell me na, no, address me as she, her, I will just call you by Princess Peachy Sunflower forever. I will not use those pronouns on you because... Yeah, yung concern ko with pronouns is, number one, you don't use third-person pronouns when they're right in front of you, right?
They, thems.
They, them, she, her, he, him. You use that when you're talking about someone, not there, she is, right? Pero kung ikaw, nandiyan ka sa harap ko and you're telling me na your
my
pronouns...
My name, you.
You lang yung address ko sa'yo eh. You, blah, blah,
grammar,
blah.
Language, yeah, correct.
Diba?
Oo.
So, ang kinakainis ko dyan is the type of control they want on people. So even if you're not in the room, when I am talking about you at my own volition, at my own freedom, you want me to use those pronouns?
Control, eh, no?
Control,
it's language,
it's the control.
Speech control. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yun. And of course, ultimately, how it's just not aligned with reality.
Or parang di ba nila naisip na it's, there parang some people claim it's so offensive when you don't use it. Well, it's also offensive to identify as a woman when...
Yeah, well, I'm offended.
So paano? Who's gonna adjust? You know diba? What I mean?
Parang I think ultimately, syempre, ang akin dyan is, doon tayo sa truth. Okay? Doon tayo sa truth.
Yeah.
If no one's gonna win, if two people are like battling it out, ano yung totoo? Doon tayo, di ba?
Doon lang tayo sa totoo.
Ay, nako. Pero paano tayo mabot sa pronouns? Delusions. Delulus.
Yeah, delulus.
Yeah. So there, you know, and wala eh. You know what 2023 taught me also is, you know, when I ultimately had to cut off ties with people who I've been getting this sick sort of validation from, this sick version of validation, parang nawala na rin talaga ako ng pake na parang, you know what? Fuck trying to please anyone. You know, na parang, I'm just gonna do my own thing, speak the truth, not my own truth, but speak the truth. No matter how crazy I might sound, no matter how crazy I might think, parang really, life's too short. I really don't have time anymore to makibagay, makiano. Sure, sige, you know, there are little things you compromise on for the peace of the community or whatever, right? Pero yung to really like lie through my teeth and say I believe in something like this and I like something like that when really I don't.
Wala na yan,
sis. And even the people, alam mo yun, parang I think the both of us were very hypersensitive and very empathic, you know. So, nasa-sense natin yung energy ng mga tao. And ako nga, it's such a, ano ba, is it discernment or wisdom or whatever. But ang bilis ko rin ma-pick up yung pains and insecurities ng mga tao eh. Just observe what they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Just observe how they react to things. You know, and malalaman mo na, oops, narcissistic to, parang I shouldn't be spending too much time with this person, or itong mga taong to, they thrive off of, you know, talking shit about other people behind their back na para iangat yung sarili nila. Yan yung parang doon ako, it just really makes me uncomfortable. Yung parang trash talkan ng trash talkan para sila yung magaling, parang oh my gosh guys, we are all human here. Parang, hindi lang kayo yung magaling. But, you know, there are circles like that. And surprisingly, especially in the corporate world, there's too many people like that. You know, na talagang wala na. Their identity is what they do and how productive they can get. Na parang, to me kasi, that's not what it means to be human to me.
Mm.
You know, it's not your job, your title, your position. That's not it.
Mm.
It's your character, diba? Pero wala eh. Parang, they're also ipit to be in that system na you don't see people as people. You see them as a cog in a machine.
Billable hours, yeah.
Oh, diba? So, I don't know. Yun yung akin. Kaya I can't. Hindi ko kaya yung ganyang culture. After what? 5 years of being in the advertising corporate world, damn, tap out na ako.
Well, congratulations on your freedom, Assis.
Boom! Boom!
Boom!
Thanks,
boom!
Boom! Thanks, okay.
Boom!
Let's do our handshake. Twin handshake. First time nila ito makikita. No, it's like this Like, for those of you listening, our handshake involves a little bit of tongue action. So
don't say action. It's just say tongue wagging. Why would you say tongue action,
it's
dude?
It's action, dude.
Just tongue wagging.
It sounded so weird. Twins with tongue wagging. Anyway, just watch this video if you're listening para magets mo yung handshake.
Alam mo, now that we're in a new season, completely new season eh, and launching and relaunching this platform, I think my hope is that we journey together with our readers and figure it out together.
You know,
yun parang we're not here to say na we figured it out.
Uh-oh.
All we're saying is we made mistakes along the way. God is still gracious and good. He's fixing my theological brokenness too.
Yeah.
And it's hard to be discipled in public. But hey, if God uses this platform to correct us, to mold us, and journey alongside with others, why not?
Amen. Actually, I was thinking of that too. Na parang, before kasi, when we started the body positive revolution, we were so, mali, ito yung tama, dapat ito.
Dapat ito.
But then, you know, parang, dami nangyari since then, God took us out of that place. And tama kaya, I'm also there na, you know, I want this podcast to be positioned as totoong-totoo lang talaga yung dalawang yan. As in.
Because
like,
we have nothing else to prove, please. We're so tired.
I have nothing else to prove anymore at this point.
I'm just so tired.
We are so tired. We just wanna keep it real and be like, you know, hey, we messed up here, we did this, we did whatever, man. Like, but it is the truth, you know? At least hindi tayo yung mga influencers na just ko pa perfect pero so much smoke is coming out from wherever, diba? Ayoko kasi ng puro image lang eh. So sick of all the obsession with image na, oh, yung branding mo sa sarili mo, parang fuck branding, tao ka eh. Diba? Dude. Anyway, forgive my potty mouth today, guys. Something I'm really trying to work on. But,
surrender mo yan. You can't work on it.
Okay, surrender daw. Surrender. Hi! What a first episode!
Yes, marami pa tayong i-unravel.
Marami pa kami ihahanash.
As the days go by. Oh.
Actually, you know, expect some bobo episodes. Yung parang, hindi naman kailangan deep all the time. Minsan masarap din mag-bobo-bobo talk.
Sige, mag-bobo-bobo
talk tayo soon.
Bobo talk soon, guys.
That's it. Thanks for tuning in, you guys!
Our first Raw and Real episode.
Mwah. Check out my lobster ring. Yee, so cute! Oh, sana inis si Dana. Kiss! Mwah.
Bye!